passages like this in Mark, commentators call summary statements, gather up a lot of information about our Lord's public ministry here in the north at this time. And as many people were coming, and he was healing them, and he was, you know, had a boat, and he stood, he was out from the shore. Water is a good carrier of sound, so he's there, and then the crowd is on the shore. So it's what they call a summary statement, summarizing a whole dimension of our Lord's activity. The psalm is Psalm 56, and even the title in the Bible says, for the school, it's a Psalm of David when the Philistines took him in Gath. That is, they took him in because he was fleeing from Saul. And so, but the greatest commentator on the Psalms, probably whoever lived, is Augustine. And he did kind of what I'm doing in my own little way here. He just went over them. And so that we have, I think it's 6 volumes to cover his commentary on the Psalms. Now he's a mystic, right? He sees Christ. Tomorrow I'm going to read this passage where the Lord is saying, you pray to me, I pray in you. You know, the Psalms are the place where the whole Christ prays. Head and members pray. And that's why there's this unity. And so, you just heard the psalm, right? Have mercy on me. It's the same way Psalm 51 starts. Hanani Adonai, Adonai, Gehasthika. Have mercy on me, God, because my enemies pursue me, and they would swallow me up. And so we have this. This is David. I mean, like, we don't know who wrote this. I mean, the Holy Spirit wrote it, but we don't know what human author wrote this. But somebody who was being persecuted and fleeing and who was grateful for God's help. In that person, Christ lives. That's the mystery. As Augustine says, in heaven, there'll only be one Christ loving himself, because he lives in us and loves in us. And so the Psalms are really an open door to the mystery of the body of Christ. So it starts to see, have mercy on me, O God, for men trample me. All the day they press their attack against me. My adversaries trample upon me all the day. Yes, many fight against me. Our Lord knew these psalms, and he prayed them. And so you see, in this psalmist, whoever he was, we see David, who is the type of Christ. We see our Lord himself. And we see the church, wherever we're persecuted. That's why we pray, you know, have mercy on your church throughout the world, because the whole church, you know, is suffering, and Christ is there. See, and then the refrain, in God I trust, I will not fear. In God I trust, I will not fear. And then the psalmist goes on, the selected verses, because the psalm is a little long. My wanderings you have counted, my tears are stored in your flask. He could have said, you will remember all my sufferings. But he puts it this way, God has a little bottle there. And all the tears we shed in this life, he preserves to pay us back, you know, to help us. This is what Therese says, remember? When I get to heaven, God is going to stand up and give me a big hug and say, now it's my turn. You see the saint's vision? You see? And so when we listen to this, you see, we're hearing the Lord Christ pray. And we're identified with it, you see? Because we are the church. And surely in places today, the church, the Christ, is suffering. My wanderings you have counted, my tears are stored in your flask. Are they not recorded in your book? Then do my enemies turn back when I call upon you. And then, as the situation breaks, now I know that God is with me. In God, in whose promise I glory. In his davar, in his word, I glory. Not just rely. I'm proud of it. God has promised to take care of me. And I'm going to trust him. I don't care what happens. My God, my Father, is going to take care of me. Why? Because the Lord Christ lives in me. And he's the one who's praying. And he's the one who's confident. And I'm confident in him. So I can take all my suffering brothers and sisters in the whole world, all those who are in jail, who are being mocked, and I can hold them here and pray, you see? I know that God is with me, in whose promise I glory. In God I trust without fear. What can flesh do against me? What can mere man, basar, do against me? Kill me. So what? Then what? I go see God. You see how these psalms are this crossroads. They are Christ praying, fundamentally. You see? Augustine's the greatest on this. Why, if I'm praying for the whole body, why am I saying I? Why shouldn't I say we? Because there's only one man crying out from one end of the world to the other, the Lord Christ. And I'm in him, I'm part of him, and he's praying in me. This is what these psalms are, you see. I am bound, O God, by vows to you. Your thank offerings I will fulfill. For you have rescued me from death, my feet too from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. You see how these psalms, they are the school of prayer. Augustine, actually, he's writing to, I think it's Paula. No, it's Jerome. Jerome is writing to Paula, a woman in Rome who has children. And she's asking Jerome, how shall I teach my daughter to pray? The girl's about 6 or 8, I guess. He said, well, first you start with Psalm 1. And then you go over to Psalm 9, and then you take her over to Psalm. That's how you teach her to pray. You see this treasure, you see? And so, have mercy on me, God. Haneni, be gracious to me. Hana, grace. All those words come from this, you see? For men trample on me. They press their attack. Now, right now, nobody's trampling on me. If I'm looking to just Francis, but they're trampling on me because I'm the church. I carry the mystery of the church in my heart. And when I pray that, I always think of Sudan, where they suffer so much, you know? And I can stand here and pray, and I pray with them. And the Lord hears our prayer. Why? Because at root, it's his prayer. I'll come back over all that again. Maybe that's a lot for one morning. But see, it's the mystery. There's only one man praying. That's why, you see, when we go back to from we believe to I believe, it's just the mystery of the church. You see? And so, Haneni Adonai, have mercy on me, O God. Who's the me? The whole Christ. That's why Augustine said, There's only one man crying out. And he reaches from one end of the world to the other. And that one man is the Christ. And so these psalms are a sacrament to open us up so that the Lord Jesus is praying in us in the power of the Spirit. And so we can say these words, you see. My wanderings you have counted. My tears are stored in your flask. Are they not recorded in your book? Can I say that right now for some buddy in China who's in jail? You see, my tears, our tears, because they're all the tears of Christ.